the first a few questions and ask Catherine. There are two questions I wanted to address tonight. The first is, I got another question about the Iraqi dinar scheme. For those of you who are too busy doing relevant and important things, there has been a real effort to persuade people that they can make hundreds of millions of dollars and hit the lotto on a reintroduction of the Iraqi dinar. I'm constantly getting questions about this. Franklin Sanders is also constantly getting questions about this. Here's the reality. If you look deeply behind the descriptions of what's going on, what you're talking about is a financial play designed to make money from the conquest of a country and the genocide of a people. And frankly, to me, that has a highly negative return to the whole ecosystem. And if you look at the sort of people engaged in what they're talking about a get-rich-quick scheme that more often than not loses money to the investors. So it's basically, if you look at the Solari model, it's a lose-lose on both of the sort of two tests. We like to make money for the ecosystem as a whole, and we like to make money for ourselves. The theory that the people who engineer these kind of frauds are going to let the outsiders in on big windfall profits is not likely. So every once in a while, we see a get-rich-quick scheme that works, and of course, that's to keep everybody on the hook and harvested. And what I have to tell you is you're much better off finding a legitimate way to add value and make money. And please don't ask me ever again about the Iraqi dinar scheme, because it's it's offensive both to me as a human being and also as an investor. Another question. I've enjoyed your interviews and the level of intelligent discussion. I've not read them all, but I've reached a point for a question. You are an investment advisor, and your title is helping individuals and families increase their wealth. Do you have a plan for me? What is your advice route going to take? I'm a retiring in 89 with reasonable alertness. Maybe your objective is to satisfy a person in a family formation stage. Maybe your target is someone who has a nest egg and needs direction. Maybe you're also trying to educate your audience to the frailties of this society in U.S. and its political system. I liked Godfather 3, trying to go straight, and the farther he went up the church, the more corrupt he found. Is this the thing we have to deal with? Great question. The problem is that my plan for any individual is very much organized around what your purpose is, where you are, place is very important, how you like to spend your time, what your goals are for you and your family, if you have family, and how, you know, what are your current assets, whether intellectual capital or financial assets, and how are they currently invested. So without lots of information about you, everything has to organize with what's in your heart and where you want to go in this world. And without knowing that, I would never have the chutzpah to come up with a plan for you. So I'm happy, if you want to share more, to answer another round and ask Catherine.